In recent days, there has been a lot of talk about five red heifers that are being raised in Israel. These heifers are vital to making it possible to rebuild a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount. Some have wondered if this means the rapture is near. What should we make of all this? That's our topic in this episode of Foreshadows Report. Welcome to Foreshadows Report, a podcast dedicated to helping Christians keep watch and find hope as they grow in their understanding of Bible prophecy. This is Steve Miller. Our focus in this episode is the red heifers now being raised in Israel. These heifers have an important connection to the rebuilding of a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount. That means they are part of the stage setting that God is doing as we draw closer to the end time. Here's the question many are asking. Does this tell us anything about how near the rapture might be? That's what we're going to look at in the rest of this episode. You may be aware that in recent months, a lot of attention has been given to a group of five red heifers that are now in Israel. These heifers were born at a ranch in Texas and were transported to Tel Aviv in September of 2022. They were privately purchased for the purpose of making it possible to ritually purify the priest who will serve in a future Jewish temple on the Temple Mount. In Old Testament Israel, God required that the priest who offered sacrifices at the temple be ceremonially pure. This ritual cleansing required water that was mixed with the ashes of a perfect red heifer that had no blemishes. In Numbers chapter 19, verse 2, God gave these specifications for the red heifer. It must be without defect, in which there is no blemish, and on which a yoke has never come. Evidently, these requirements were able to be met during the times of the first and second temple. But after the second temple was destroyed by the Romans in AD 70, and after the Jewish people were scattered for the next 1900 years, there was no reason to look for red heifer. The temple no longer existed, and sacrifices could no longer be made. But in 1948, the nation of Israel was reborn, and in more recent decades, Orthodox Jews have expressed a desire to rebuild the temple. Right now, it's impossible for them to do so because the Temple Mount is under Islamic occupation. This 35-acre platform is supervised by Muslim authorities, and there are sacred Islamic structures on the mount, including mosques and the Dome of the Rock. Even so, there are Orthodox Jewish groups that have dedicated themselves to making it possible for a third temple to be built on the Temple Mount. The most prominent of these groups is the Temple Institute. They have already created the furniture and implements that will be used in the next temple. A large gold menorah, which took several years to build according to Mosaic specification, is now on display in the Old City of Jerusalem. There is now a new generation of priests being trained to carry out their sacred function. Special garments have been made for these priests, and the architectural plans for this new temple have been drawn up. For all practical purposes, nearly everything is in place for the third temple to be built and made functional. But nothing can be done as long as the Temple Mount is still under Islamic occupation. Up to this point, there's been one other key obstacle: the fact there is no way to ritually purify the priest who will serve in this temple. And there is no way to purify the area where the temple will be built. To accomplish either of those goals, the ashes of a perfect red heifer are needed. And as it stands now, all the Jewish people since AD 70 have been ceremonially unclean, and the Temple Mount itself is unclean. In Numbers chapter 19, verses 5 to 7, we read that the biblical requirement for cleanliness is that the Jewish people must avoid any contact with a dead creature or person. This also includes avoiding contact with anyone who has been in contact with dead people. Once such contact takes place, A person must be cleansed by sprinkling them with water that is mixed with the ashes of a red heifer. Ever since the destruction of the temple in AD 70, there has been no such mixture available to carry out this ceremonial cleansing. This means that all the Jewish people around the world are ritually unclean. Without the ashes of a red heifer, there is no way to make anyone ceremonially clean, and that includes today's priests who are being trained to serve in the next temple. Before the temple services can be restored, it's necessary to obtain the ashes of a red heifer, and that has been one of the main goals of an organization called the Temple Institute ever since it was founded in 1987. Now, Jewish rabbis have long taught that in order for a red heifer to qualify as unblemished, its hair must be all red. Even one single hair of a different color disqualifies the animal from use. Back in 1997, and then again in 2002, red heifers were born in Israel. At first, these two red heifers met the strict requirement, but both ended up sprouting white hairs as they matured, and that disqualified them from use. Fast forward to September 15, 2022, and all of a sudden, five young red heifers were brought into Israel from Texas, and the Temple Institute is hoping that one of these heifers will make it possible to obtain the ashes that are necessary for the ritual cleansing ceremony. The last I heard, one of those heifers has been disqualified, and as far as I know, at the time that I am recording this podcast, there are still four animals that are qualified. Another requirement is that the red heifer must be sacrificed at the proper age. Once a heifer has reached 2 years and 1 month of age, it can be sacrificed any time during its third year of age. Because these heifers were born in October 2021, that means they became qualified for sacrifice in November of 2023. So right now, we are in the window of time during which one of the heifers could be slaughtered for the purpose of obtaining its ashes. And there is speculation that this might be done sometime during the spring of 2024, between the time that Passover is observed and Pentecost is celebrated. And this podcast was recorded 10 days before Passover. However, a major difficulty has come up, the war in Gaza. It's hard to say how that might affect any plan that might be in place to sacrifice one of the red heifers. The Temple Institute has been secretive about what it is doing. 100 days after Hamas started the war, on October 7, 2023, a spokesman for Hamas gave a speech in which Hamas objected to the presence of the red heifers in Israel. Hamas claims that the presence of the red heifers is an act of aggression. For decades, Palestinians have feared that Israel will attempt to take over the Temple Mount and destroy the Muslim structures on it. Most likely, the spokesman for Hamas was trying to stir up anger among the Palestinians. And we know that the red heifers were not the reason Hamas began the war, because Hamas has been attacking Israel constantly for more than 2 decades. Hamas has always wanted to destroy Israel. No matter what happens with the war, we are now in that window of time during which one of the heifers could be slain and burned. Once that happens, then the Temple Institute will be able to mix the ashes in water, and that mixture will be able to help make the priest and the temple grounds ritually pure. All of this brings up a big question. There are some who wonder if this means the rapture is about to happen. But there is no passage in the Bible that makes a connection between the ashes of a red heifer and the rapture. There is nothing about the preparations for the third temple that is tied to the rapture in any way. Keep in mind that the Temple Institute has been preparing for the building of the third temple for more than 35 years now. And for all we know, after the ashes of the red heifer have been obtained, several more years could go by before the rapture happens. We simply don't know. No one knows the day or hour when the rapture will occur, and one of the most important truths about the rapture is that it will not be preceded by any specific signs. The Bible does not mention any prophetic signs or events that must be fulfilled in order for the rapture to take place. This means the rapture could happen at any time. There's simply no way to know when it will happen. While the ashes of a red heifer have great significance, we don't want to speculate that those ashes may be a sign that the rapture is imminent. Again, the Bible doesn't make any connection between the developments related to the third temple and the rapture of believers into heaven. However, we can be legitimately excited about these developments. The ashes of the red heifer will bring Orthodox Jews another step closer to fulfilling their dream to rebuild the temple. And we know from Scripture that a temple will be built again on the Temple Mount. Daniel chapter 9, Matthew 24, and 2 Thessalonians 2 all make it clear that at the midpoint of the tribulation, the Antichrist will enter the temple, sit in the Holy of Holies, and declare himself to be God. These passages confirm there is coming a day when a temple will stand again on the Temple Mount. When and how that will happen, we don't know. So far, many of the pieces for the future temple have been brought together. Once the Temple Institute has the ashes of a red heifer, that's a very significant piece of the puzzle. But the biggest obstacle of all is the fact the Temple Mount is still in Muslim hands. As long as that is the case, it will be impossible for the third temple to be built. We can rightly say that we are getting closer to the end times, but we don't know how much closer. We shouldn't speculate that the rapture might be right around the corner, but we can rejoice that God is setting the stage. Things are coming together. Anything that contributes to making the third temple a reality is prophetically significant. As we wait to see what happens, we can be grateful that the most important sacrifice of all has already been made. All the sacrifices in the Old Testament were foreshadowed that pointed to the ultimate sacrifice Christ would make on the cross. Jesus was the substance that the shadows pointed to. Hebrews 10:1 tells us that the Old Testament animal sacrifices made year after year could not cleanse us. Verse 4 goes on to say that it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sin. But according to verse 14, by one offering, Christ has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Never again is a sacrifice needed on our behalf. Because of what Christ did at the cross, God says in Hebrews 10:17, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Because Jesus shed his blood for us, we can now enter God's presence. As Hebrews 10:22 says, we can draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. And for that, we can be forever grateful. Thank you for joining me for Foreshadows Report. My hope is that you found this episode a refreshing reminder of Christ's great love for us. As John 15:13 says, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friend. That's what Jesus did for us. He laid down his life as the ultimate sacrifice so that we could be forgiven of our sins and receive the gift of eternal life. In this episode, we looked at just one of the many ways God is now at work behind the scenes, bringing us closer to Christ's second coming. If you wanted to know more about the clue that Jesus' return is nearer than ever, you'll want to get a copy of my book, Foreshadowed. In the book, I share about 12 signs that we're approaching the last day. I share about the rebirth of Israel as a nation, the trend taking us toward a one-world government, the plans for building the third temple, and much more. To find out more about Foreshadowed, you can go to my website, SteveMillerResources.com. There, you'll find helpful information as well as different retailers from which you can buy the book. Again, that's at SteveMillerResources.com. Once again, thank you for joining me, and I want to say thank you to Harvest House Publishers for sponsoring this podcast.